Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Did you know you were going to play when you woke up this morning?
Pass protection with those edge rushes, I thought we handled them extremely well all day long. Chuck stepped in there for Jamon, played well. Slaw went over to center. I mean, a lot of moving parts up there. Those guys held their own and fought all day.
When did you know you were going to play today? I mean, give us a little idea of the process this morning.
Went out there, felt around. I mean, threw a little bit this morning. Felt good enough to go. Took some reps throughout the week. Felt good about our game plan, and we thought we'd give it a shot and see how it went.
Jay, how limited were you physically, and how much did those limitations maybe help you be more patient in the pocket?
A little bit of both. We still had to move around a little bit that first drive. Had to move around a little bit later on. It's hard to play an instinctual game and then move and have to realize, hey, we can't exactly do that. On the last drive there, it's moving to the right, and wasn't going to go very far, so just trying to get down and try to save a little time and keep moving. So it was a little back and forth throughout the game, just try to manage it.
Jeff, you guys came back from the turnover there. What happened on that third one?
We have Marty there. Like to leave a little bit outside, let him run through. I think we'd have a good play there. So.
And then to get another shot there, what's your mindset
in
case you feel
there? Yeah, we felt good. 2 minute drive. I thought Marquise did a heck of a job there, coming up big. Some big time catches. He had that drop and then came back. Had a couple catches in a row. Eddie had a big catch there. Had a fourth down to Marty. So we kind of moved it around a little bit. Once we got that completion to Eddie, I felt pretty good about it that we were going to bring up shots coming.
Did you tell that they were conceding the boundary a lot? You guys got out of bounds three times.
Yeah, I mean, they were playing pretty conservative. I don't know that last play to Q, they still were playing pretty conservative, even though we were getting close to range. So, you have to talk to them about
different. When you throw an interception to Woodson, how do you get past your own sense of, oh boy, here we go again, the next time you get on the field?
I don't even think about that. I talk to Marty, talk to Adam, what happened. What we would like for to have happened if we did it right, and then that's it. We can't linger on it, can't worry about it, because we got a shot, and guys are depending on me to go out there and get it done.
Jay, how did the transition from Will to Matt go, and what's it like to have to juggle two guys moving in different spots?
Different centers, it snapped different ways. We had that fumble early on. Then we kind of went to a little bit more gun, pistol stuff to kind of help him out. He'll be fine. He knows all the points. He knows the offense like the back of his hands. Going forward, if we have to go with them, we should be pretty confident.
Jay, how many snaps do you take from that in an average week?
This week, two, four, single digits.
How gutsy was it for that O-line to pull it together?
Huge, huge. It's an Alden Smith and a Mack. Two guys that, they're elite pass rushers. Justin Tuck inside. We knew it was going to be a challenge. I thought Kyle battled all game long. I didn't really feel him. Chuck did a heck of a job, too. So couldn't be more proud of him, especially with the injuries and guys stepping up.
Jay, what did Marty mean to the offense today? What did you see when he frees himself in the touchdown?
Yeah, they kind of missed that coverage. We had it later on. It just worked the opposite side. So he has some tough catches across the middle, has some catching carries where he's turning it up. That 2 minute drive, we were having him block a little bit more too. He's so versatile. He does so many things well. It's just a matter of us keeping him in the game plan. And his run blocking is one of the tops in the league too. He's a fun player.
Jay, you got a lot of single high early on in the game. You guys were testing more horizontally. Did you want to take some more vertical shots, or was that by design that you guys were playing a little bit more conservative?
It was more zone than man to man. So they were kind of bailing out of there, giving us some underneath stuff. Pushed the ball down the queue one time, that pass interference. Had a couple other things on later on. The long one there, the 2 minute drive, trying to get a PI or a big play. But as much zone as they play, we kind of just wanted to pick and choose and play underneath a little bit.
Jay, did you feel restricted within the pocket? It looked like you were able to move around at least in a confined space.
Yeah, in a confined space, I felt pretty good. If I had a break container, or move a little bit more, it might have been a little bit dicey. But in that 5 yard little box, I felt pretty good.
Jay,
Yeah, it's a big win. I mean, guys are excited. Coaching staff's excited. We got a good group in there. So we got to learn from this, though. It's always easier to look at mistakes after a win. It's just kind of how it is. We'll look at it tomorrow. We got to move on. Just like it, it's only one loss, it's only one win. We got to move on to KC and try to get that one as well.
Does the term quick healer apply to you, or do we make too much about it when you did go down 2 weeks ago?
Never know, I guess.
John did talk a lot about toughness, though. Yeah. Your mindset when it comes to coming back from injury, can you explain how you attack rehab?
I mean, I don't like the training room, so my thing is I want to get in there and do as much as possible and get out as quickly as possible. I'm going to be back in the field, back playing, so that's kind of my mindset. I tell the trainers, first hand, there's like, I'm not going to be in here long. We're going to get in, however many games it is, but we're going to accelerate this because I want to get back to play. And as a quarterback, you don't have to move around as much. I'm not that swift and a running quarterback, so I like to stay in the pocket for the most part, so you can kind of manage those things.
If you take steps towards your recovery at home as well, whether it's like eating, what was the ball to the part that's away from the
training? We don't have time for that.
While you might not be a running quarterback, you use your athleticism all the time. Is it hard to fight against that instinct to leave the pocket?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I touched on earlier. It's hard to, like I said, play an instinctual game. Your instinct says go, but your body's like, hey, you can't do that, or it's not smart. Moved around that first drive, moved around a lot. I told Dallas, like, I don't know how much longer we can keep this up. And, it's they're playing a lot of zone. We're going to have to just, find some holes, check it down a little bit, and that's kind of what we did. We kind of managed from there on out in the fourth quarter, that last drive. At that point, you got to do a check down.
Did it tighten up on you at all today?
No, we kept some heat over there on the sideline, so I stayed pretty loose.
Looked like the second play of the game you thought about taking off, and did you kind of feel it or remember?
We went into it. I was like, I don't really want to move around that much early on, and then we had two broken plays. We had big play, and come off, and Adam's like, we're moving around, felt good, so I'm happy we got to win.